Hello, we're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and today we're going into the gym.
What?
We're going into the gym.
Into the gym?
Into the gym. You know, in the same way that you can work out your physical muscles, there's a way to work out your spiritual muscles.
Oh, phew.
So stay with us and we'll show you how.
Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
What if you had access to receive all the answers, abilities, resources, everything you would ever need right now? You do through the Holy Spirit. Get a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, an MP3 teaching series by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn how the Holy Spirit's role is to come alongside you and help you. You don't have to be held back by fear, lack of direction, any of the pressures of life. Discover how to access His guidance when you know how to pray in the Spirit.
Request Terry Copeland Pearson's teaching series on a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available on MP3 disc or digital download on kcm.org/TV special. You can call KCM at 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
What a privilege and honor it is to be on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for allowing us to be in this space here, your space here,
That's
your studio
right.
here, to be able to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for allowing us to do this.
Yes.
Terry, we've been talking about praying in the Spirit, praying in other tongues, and covering a lot of material. We talked about it last week. We're talking about it this week, and we're talking about different reasons why we pray in the Spirit.
A lot of people have no idea there are any real reasons why that we should pray or speak with other
right,
tongues.
Right.
But the Bible gives us a lot of reasons why we should. And today we're going to talk about building ourselves up.
That's right.
The Bible used the word edify. You go ahead.
Yeah. So here we are in the gym together. We can be working out with each other. And there really is a way that God has given us. And this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I just so enjoy this because it's helped me so much in my own life in terms of tapping into the strength of God. And, you know, we are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So today we're talking about reason number 4, why we speak in other tongues, is that tongues is for, and it's called spiritual edification. Spiritual edification. And the scripture that we use is from 1 Corinthians 14, which, like, pause here for just a moment, Terry. 1 Corinthians 14, I like what you said one time, it's like a dictionary.
Yeah, it's if you look at it like this, so you have a dictionary, you know, and there'll be a word, and that word might have a lot of different uses for that word or different applications. And so it'll have a little number 1, little number 2, little number 3. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 14 that way, especially in the Amplified, you go through there, you'll see it really is a handbook. It's not everything about tongues is in that chapter, but a lot is. In fact, this very topic is right there in 1 Corinthians 4.
Yep, 1 Corinthians 14, 4. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Now, the Apostle Paul said also in that 1 Corinthians 14, he talked about, I speak in tongues more than you all. I like the Amplified translation of it. It talks about, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. So evidently, there was reasons why the Apostle Paul prayed in tongues. And I think that what's good for the Apostle Paul, I certainly think that's good for us.
Well, we certainly do need it. Your word here, edify, I like the definition from the Greek word that's translated
edify. It means to charge, to build yourself up. The act of building, promotion of spiritual growth. And then another one is a building, especially one of imposing appearance and size. I like that. I like that definition of edify because we become imposing to the devil.
Yeah.
He looks at us and he flees in the face of someone who's strong in the Lord. So to edify means to charge. Now the word charge, we use that in connection with a battery. I remember one time we were somewhere together with Aubrey and we went out to the
car
and the battery was just absolutely dead. It shocked me. I was like, what in the world is going on here? This thing was working just last night. Well, I tried to turn the car on, completely dead. So we had to go and buy jumper cables. And we came back, we hooked up the jumper cables and turned the car on, cooked it up to Aubrey's car, her car was on, and it immediately started.
Right.
And that's exactly what happens. It's exactly what happens when we're praying in the Spirit.
Yeah, we're connected to Him.
Yep.
It's like that connection, the divine cable, and He's giving us words, but it's a spiritual exercise. You know, there are, to grow physically or to become stronger, you have to eat right, you have to drink the right things, and you have to exercise and you have to rest. Praying in other tongues is a spiritual exercise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we eat from the Word of God, we drink from the Spirit, but by praying in other tongues, it's a spiritual exercise, and we're, in a sense, exercising a spiritual muscle, exercising
right.
our own spirit, and it builds us up and makes us stronger. This Ephesians 2:18, "For it is through Him," talking about Jesus, "through Him that we both," talking about Jew, the Jew or the Gentile that have come to know Jesus, "we now have an introduction and access by the Holy Spirit to the Father." So right there we have the Trinity at work. But by Jesus, or because of what Jesus did, by the Holy Spirit, because of His work and His action and His connectivity, it says we have access or connection to the Father. Then verse 20, it says, "Because of that, you're built up on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets," or you are built up because of Jesus, because of the Holy Spirit, and because of the Father. That means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are engaged in your workout.
Mm-hmm.
They are engaged in your strengthening, but they don't do it for you. You engage with them, and it happens.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a marvelous thing.
It really is.
To be, it's talk about a trainer, you know, to be trained by somebody who's with Jesus. He's been there, done that.
Yeah.
And then you have the Holy Spirit who equipped and empowered Jesus to do that, and the Father who's the source of it all.
Yeah.
And all three are right there. And as we pray in other tongues, that energizing is happening. Glory to God.
Yeah, that's something that Ephesians 3:16, it says, "May He grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself dwelling your innermost being and personality."
Yeah, now see, some people need a personality transplant. At times we all do, right? So having that praying in other tongues will even begin to affect your personality, to be more like Him. Just to think about it, that power of God to transform
yeah.
us
yeah.
into the image of His Son, Jesus.
Yeah. Terry, there are so many times, and this is one of the major reasons why I pray in the Spirit many times, is because I'm encouraging myself, I'm building myself up. And there'll be actual times when I say, I'm going to pray in other tongues for a half hour or an hour. And it may be because I'm tired. It may be because I've been weary, a lot of work, whatever it is. And I know that I have things ahead of me. Well, I take that time to pray in the Spirit, and I can just sense the jumper cables coming down from heaven into my spirit, charging me up and allowing me to do what I need to do, the things that I have to do. And there's so many times when I've done that, you know, talking about David encouraging himself in the Lord. You know, Ziklag was burned to the ground where David was. Wives and children were taken away. And it says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what you do when you're praying in the Spirit. When I'm praying in other tongues, now just in the few moments that I did that, I was doing that purposely to edify myself.
That's the thing, George. A lot of people don't realize this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 5, it says, for though, this amplified again, those who are according to or who are following after or in line with, in step with, the Holy Spirit, they pursue, according to the Holy Spirit, are controlled by the Spirit, and they set their minds on those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. It goes on in the next verse to talk about the mind of the flesh and the mind of the Spirit. So you can on purpose set yourself as to why you're praying in other tongues. Now, there is an edification that happens anytime you're praying in the Spirit, but you can on purpose focus to do that. You focus by faith.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's the mind, the Spirit, the intent, I think is a good way to put it. The intent, you purpose by faith that I'm going to walk here for 15 minutes up and down my hall or on my knees and pray in other tongues. And it's like turning your focus and your attention inward, and you know that this is what I'm doing. It's like Pastor George just said. Sometimes you're praying in other tongues and it's reaching upward towards God for some reason. But then this says edifies himself, the Holy Spirit helping you. It's like speaking words of confession. I'm strong in the Lord, the power of His might. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. I have the blessing of Abraham, blessed coming in, blessed going out. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Those are words in your known language whereby you are building yourself up. You're building up your faith. You're building up the spiritual wall and strength in you. Same thing with praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Praying in the Spirit doesn't replace what you pray in your known language, but it's another aspect, and it reaches to a different level that you can't get only by praying in your known language. So I look to within myself, not praying to myself, but speaking. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. There's a speaking in tongues, not all of it is praying or asking or making intercession. And I even sometimes within myself can picture that I'm exercising this spiritual muscle that's this of my spirit.
Yeah. I like the story that Brother Hagin tells, and I've used this so many times personally. He talks about how he prayed for 1 hour in tongues and it was dry.
Yeah, he had to make himself do it.
He had to make himself do that. And then the devil said to him, you just wasted your time. And I like what he said. So he doubled it. He prayed 2 hours. And the devil said, you wasted your time. You could have been studying. You could have been preparing. Think about the devil saying,
yes,
you could have been preparing
for
church.
You should have been studying.
And preparing for church. So he doubled it again and prayed in tongues for 4 hours. 4 hours. And then he said he hit a gusher.
So I've heard him say this too, pray in the Spirit till you get in the Spirit. Dare say most of you, many of you, maybe most of you have never had that encounter to where you suddenly become so aware of your spirit man in a way you never had before and aware of the Holy Spirit within your spirit man. That also is the strength. You become strong in that aspect of your life. Let's look at this, George, in Ephesians, since I was right there in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That's Ephesians 6:10. But then those next few verses, what is that? He talks about spiritual warfare. He talks about putting on the armor of God.
Right.
This is where we build ourselves up to deal with the intensity that of the pressures of this life, pressures of the world, demonic activity. not everything is a personal assignment against you from the devil. Sure. The world is just influenced by it. But there are times, there are things where there are specific strategies he's at work against you. Praying in other tongues, build yourself up in your spiritual strength for the use of your spiritual weaponry. Yeah, yeah. And we know that he bookends it, because then at the end of that, all about the spiritual weapons, he says, now, pray at all times in the Spirit. So praying in the Spirit, praying in other tongues, right, is an activation of spiritual strength, so that we have that ability to handle spiritual weaponry, right, right, in spiritual warfare.
Yeah, yeah. You talked about spiritual keenness.
Yeah.
Keenness into things and knowing how to do things or how to handle things.
Yeah.
If you want to edify others, what do?
You have to edify yourself.
That's right. It's exactly right.
You can't do much for anybody else if you're a weak nilly.
A what?
A weak nilly.
A weak nilly.
That's good Texas.
Is that
phrase.
A Texas?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. A weak.
So
nilly.
You have to build yourself up. You have to edify yourself if you're going to edify somebody else.
Yeah. You know, praying in the Holy Spirit helps us to grow up. It's not the only thing. You've got to stay in the Word and eat from. Jesus said you've got to be what? Hungry for the Word. But praying in tongues is a vital part of that strengthening. I want to be John Wayne in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. To build yourself up. Well, the spiritual edification not just affects us spiritually, but affects us physically as well. And the scripture that we have for that, Proverbs 18:14, Amplified Translation, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear? That's a scripture that we have stood on, believed for the stronger your spirit is, the easier it is for you to receive.
You know, if I was really sick and weak, and you came and handed me something really heavy,
yeah,
I could try to take it, but it would just go right away from me. I might drop it. I might lose it. I couldn't hold on to it if I could even lift up my arms to take it at all. And that's the way sometimes healing or prosperity or answers are for people. The answer's there, the answer's given, but you can't take it. Why? Because you're too weak spiritually. Well, in a weak situation, build yourself up. But the more ideal thing to do is to be built up in spiritual things, so that when something happens that wants to drain you, it doesn't knock you out, but rather you are strong enough to deal with whatever, to receive, strong enough to take, receive, and hold on to what God has given you.
That's why your grandmother, Vinetta Copeland, Nani, whenever people would call, or whenever you'd come to Nani, you say, something's going on, something's happening, we've run into a crisis. And Nani would say, hit it in tongues, honey. Hit it in tongues.
You know, she was saying that from the time I was a little girl. I was filled with the Spirit when I was 8 years old, just actually laying in bed with her one night. And praise the Lord for that. So from that point forward, whatever the situation was, I remember hearing it many times. She would tell me, and often said it to other people, that would be her counsel, hit it in tongues, honey, hit it in tongues. That means pray in the Spirit till you get what you need.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
I think, George, we should touch on this little part. We don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah.
But even though we are built up praying in tongues and edified by it, there are still things that can come for which we don't, in the moment, have the strength.
Yeah.
We've got a weakness. The weakness could be a spiritual weakness. It could be a spiritual inadequacy, a spiritual deficiency that we have. Things, maybe something we should know, but we don't. Could know, but we don't. Thanks be unto God, we have the Holy Spirit who will not only build us up as we go, but He's there to help us in our weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, isn't He wonderful?
He is.
Isn't He wonderful? Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, or actually you could translate it himself, would be better, he's not an it, makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yeah.
This means this, and the Amplified says, bears us up in our weakness. We don't know what prayer to offer or how to offer it worthily. That's not talking about our righteousness, but it's talking about not knowing. There's all kinds of different ways of prayer, and not knowing, I don't even know how to pray about this.
Yeah.
I don't know what to even ask for. I've got a situation and I don't know where to start. I'd pray if I knew where to start. He knows.
Yep.
And my grandmother would all say, roll it over in tongues. Roll it over in tongues.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Roll it over in tongues.
Roll it over in
tongues. It over in tongues. And so you just roll over into tongues.
Yep. Yeah.
And he helps.
Yeah.
And he says inside this verse here, there are so groanings that can't be uttered. Sometimes there are all kinds of expressions of the Holy Spirit. Mm. I was searching the scripture and I thought I might find 5, 6, 9, 12 expressions. George, I found over 100. Mm-hmm. Over 100 different ways the Holy Spirit expressed himself that you could see in Scripture. And he can take hold together with us and help us in strategic ways to pray. And to pray in things and ways we had no clue, no idea.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that this week. But isn't that an amazing gift of God, that by praying in tongues, what we don't know, that He knows, He'll share with us through our speaking in other tongues.
Praise God. Praying out the perfect will of God, we can get help from Him. Praise God for that. Stay with us. Terry and I will be right back.
Praying in the Spirit is more than speaking in tongues. It's a way of life. Get the MP3 series, Praying in the Spirit, by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn to walk in intimate and continual fellowship with God. When you pray in the Spirit, you're accessing and partnering with the very thoughts of your loving Father. No matter the situation, you can know and speak out God's plans by faith. Learn to release God's wisdom and power so you can live in His victory. Request your free copy of A Deeper Understanding of Praying in the Spirit by Terry Copeland Pearsons on MP3 disc or digital download. Release the power of God in your life through praying in the Spirit. Request your free series on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The most important decision that you can make in your life is to make Jesus the Lord of your life and to receive the Holy Spirit and the ability to speak with other tongues.
That's right. And to be born again so that the Holy Spirit can infill you and be on you, and you can yield to Him in the fullness of His earthly ministry.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Absolutely.
You know, if you would like to receive the Holy Spirit and His ministry that way and speak with other tongues, Jesus said in Mark 16, it belongs to every believer. And we have people right now who are ready and waiting to take a call from you and to pray with you. 817-852-6000 if you are in the United States. Otherwise, the number is right there on your screen. Do you want to pray with them?
Yeah,
though,
I want to lead them in this right
okay.
now.
Right.
Just put your hand over your heart right now. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus. As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
Thank you for delivering me.
Thank you for delivering
me. And I receive. By faith. The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
come into my heart.
Holy Spirit, come into my heart.
And I receive now.
Baptism with the Holy Spirit. With the ability to speak in a heavenly tongue.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now just begin to do that.
Yeah, we'll do it with you right now. You may recognize that we don't sound alike. No, that's because he praying differently. The tongue of men and angels, oh my goodness, all of it available to you. And you just yield to it. Now we have a book that we want to give you. We have some brochures that we'd like to give you that will help you. And we want to announce happy birthday. Whoa. To Pastor George. So I invite you to call the prayer line and we'll pray with you. We'll tell you about other materials we have. We'll do what pray for you for healing, whatever you need. And then on there, you can also just give them a word about happy birthday to Pastor George. You know what?
What?
I'm so glad you were born.
Oh.
I am so glad you were born.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm glad you were born before me.
Indeed.
Yes, that makes you older than me, and I like to keep it that way.
Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you.
So great.
Wow. Well, thank you for look at this cake.
Isn't that wonderful?
This is great.
And yeah. Darling Diana, she
I'll
made that cake
that
for us.
I'll bet you that it's gluten-free, sugar-free.
I don't know. I can tell you just that right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
It's good.
Oh, Diana, thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that marvelous?
Thank you so much. Praise God.
And so we're looking for you to call the prayer line. Let me give you the number again, 817-852-6000. All right? Okay.
We are in agreement with you right now. Whatever needs to happen in your life, whether it's healing, finances, direction, whatever it is, we are coming into supernatural agreement with you right now. Heavenly Father,
Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. We pray over every one of our partners. We pray over those who support this ministry and those who may be watching for the very first time. And Lord, we thank you that you are the healer, you are the deliverer, you are the financier. You take care of every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you for deliverance and freedom right now. Freedom, freedom. Lord, I thank you that cancer is a name. And the name of Jesus is
That's
above
right.
the name of cancer.
That's right.
And we take hold
thank
of that
you,
together.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you
we thank you for a massive healing taking
yeah,
place
so clear. Yeah,
right
think,
now
yeah.
with
I
everyone
that. There are people
who is watching
that are
us.
Being healed right now, especially I sense in the throat. If you've
hold
got issues in the throat, even throat cancer, you call the prayer line right now and put your hand over your throat and receive your healing in the name,
in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus
and call the prayer line
That's
and
right.
tell them they'll agree with you and you are going to see a manifestation of that.
That's
healing,
right.
Jesus.
Well, remember this, God loves you, we love you, and
Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Take the next steps to help you begin your journey understanding who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Rise up in faith and boldness and live in the power of God.